Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Stephanie White from Louisville Family Fun, and we are here on Friday morning for the Louisville.am podcast. And as always, I am following up with you on Louisville Family Fun type activities. But sometimes I like to take there's so much that goes into family fun when you're planning an outing with your kids, or you're seeing where should we go out to eat tonight? Is it kidsy free, or should we go to a park? Or I think I'm going to take a big trip to Holiday World this weekend. You know, there's a lot to go into that, packing up the bags, getting kids ready, wondering about where are the bathrooms, where do we park, how much does it cost, what are we going to eat? So when we talk about our family fun, there's a group of people that have a little extra something to consider that have really become, as my children have gone into school, I've become more keenly aware of. And that is those kids that have food allergies. And so I remember when my son was going into kindergarten, I learned that I assumed, because of, you know, things in the news and just from friends, that I didn't think he would have peanut butter in his school, but I learned that he could have peanut butter in school. And I wondered how they dealt with that, with some of the kids with food allergies. But then when my daughter went to preschool at her church preschool in Prospect, there was no peanut butter. And so it's just interesting how different schools, it's kind of like a choice that they have to make with these food allergies. And peanut butter, of course, is the really well-known one. So we're going to talk today in this podcast about food allergy awareness and how that affects family fun, what that all means, what you need to be aware of even if you don't have a kid who has food allergies. There are kids around you that have life-threatening food allergies, and there's kids that around you that have mild food allergies. There's a whole spectrum of things, and how that will affect you as a parent, even if you don't have a kid with food allergies. And then just a day in the life of a parent who has a child with food allergies, and making you aware. And if your child has food allergies, how you can become part of a community here in Louisville to help just support one another, provide each other information, and help spread awareness. So I have with me today, her name is Tammy Piles. She is a mom that I met through my MOPS group, Mothers of Preschoolers, because I still have one of those. I met her, and she did a presentation about what was it about? Okay, personality types. It was about personality types, and she was really, really good at that. But I also knew that she had children who have food allergies. So as I got to know her, and I have Louisville Family Fun, I've talked to her and said, "Oh, you want to spread some of your info via Louisville Family Fun? I've got thousands of people that can learn about food allergies." So she's started to write for the website, and so it's really wonderful. So I want to welcome Tammy to the podcast.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
And Tammy is part of a group called FAIR, which is Food Allergy Research Education. It's just a nonprofit organization helping to spread the word of food allergy awareness. And so she's just, you know, has two daughters. So I want you to tell everybody about your daughters and kind of their food allergies and a day in the life of how you get through the day with these food allergies. Because I'm really sympathetic to it. I just can't, even when I was packing my children's lunches today, and I knew I was going to interview you today for the podcast, I just thought about it. And I said, wow, you know, just those dietary restrictions have got to be hard. And the concerns about sending them off somewhere. Just educate people a little bit on just the basics of being a mom of kids with food allergies.
Sure. So I have two little girls. Our oldest daughter is 4, and she has a life-threatening peanut allergy. And we've been living with that for almost 3 years now. She was diagnosed when she actually had her first exposure to peanut butter. She didn't even ingest it. She just touched it.
Oh, my goodness.
And she instantly broke out into hives. We knew something was wrong at that point. Fortunately, she didn't ingest it, so we were able to control the reaction with Benadryl. We got her into the allergist next week, and, you know, we've been carrying EpiPens ever since.
So I always wondered about that because I figured the only way to find out somebody has a food allergy is to have the reaction, mm-hmm. and how scary that would be to discover for the first time.
Yeah, we were certainly aware of the possibility just because you hear so much about, especially peanut butter, you know, being so allergenic. But, you know, it was... You know, it was something that we weren't really fully expecting to happen. When we had talked to our pediatrician, we were giving it to her because she was a little underweight. We wanted her to, you know, be eating a little more. He said, let's try peanut butter. So we just did. And, you know, unfortunately, it just didn't go very well.
Did anybody in your family have food allergies?
No, we have no history of food allergies. I mean, we have some seasonal allergies, but we don't have any history of food allergies.
And so, I guess, is that typical?
You know,
you just never know?
You just don't know. You know, the prevalence of food allergies is just, I mean, it's exponentially jumped in the last few years.
Right. I don't remember all this when I was in school.
I think I had one friend who had a nut allergy and we were barely aware of it when we were little. And now it's like everybody you talk to. And I think the current statistic is there are 15 million people who suffer from food allergies and one in 13 children who do. So, you know, if you, like you said, if you're in a class or if you're at a park, there's somebody there who has a food allergy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at the beginning of kindergarten, we got like a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Who has it? Yeah. Of who has what?
Yeah.
You know, eggs, mm-hmm. milk, tree nuts versus peanuts versus this nut, you know, and
yeah.
and all of that stuff. And
yeah. So I just recently taught a vacation Bible school class, and of the 15 kids, three of them had nut allergies
wow.
that were a part of that. So, you know, with Claire, we became aware of it. And so with Sydney, our youngest, who is 2.5 now, we had her tested proactively because, you know, once you have someone who has the food allergy, the sibling, you know, is likely to have it as well. So we just went ahead and took her for testing. And, you know, we discovered that she also has some food allergies. So she's allergic to peanuts, fortunately, not as severe as Claire. So she doesn't have to have the EpiPen with her. But she's allergic to cinnamon. She's allergic to
cinnamon.
Oats. Yeah, just kind of some random things. Which
crazy.
She should outgrow those, hopefully.
Okay, yeah.
You know, the peanuts, I think the latest sort of information is about 20% of kids outgrow that
yeah,
allergy.
I actually know somebody that outgrew that.
Yeah, yeah, so, I mean, you know, chances are there. But, you know, the peanut allergy is, in particular, really strong and really dangerous. So, you know, we are very aware every day of what we eat, of where we go, of what we do.
Right, so tell everyone kind of like a day in the life. Tell me about a normal day. And then I want to hit the story that I just talked to you about that I recalled about when your husband decided to kind of do something spontaneous and how you kind of freaked out about that because of the food issue. So just tell me a day in the life of, you know, dealing with planning your activities, your family fun as it relates to family fun and going out with your kids. How does this affect and impact your life and
sure.
their lives?
I mean, I think from a planning perspective, you know, we always have to think about, you know, what are we going to do and is there going to be food there? And, you know, sometimes we make choices not to do certain events because it's too food oriented. And, you know, I think as a culture, we are very food focused and
yes,
you don't really,
I love food.
I do too. And you don't really think about it until you're faced with all of these sort of decisions that relate to food. And so, you know, there are things that we choose not to do at all because of the food factor.
Right.
So, you know, we love to go to places where food may be there, but it's not the main focus. We love the zoo. We love the science center. We love to go, you know, to places where we can do things, but, you know, it's not all about the food.
Right.
And so, you know, that's a part of it is just picking activities that we know we're going to be safe at and being okay with not going to certain things that, you know, are very food focused. And, you know, for us, when we leave the house, you know, you kind of have your checklist of the things you need. You need your keys. You need your wallet. You need your cell phone, right? We have to always have our EpiPens with us.
Right.
Like, we have to turn around and go back if we ever forget them. And rarely do we because it's so ingrained
right.
sort of in our routine now. But one day we were going to MOPS and Claire had her EpiPens in her little purse. And she, of course, laid her purse down, you know, and walked out to the car. So we had to turn around and go back because
right.
we cannot be without the EpiPen.
Yeah. Like, you can't even just say, oh, you know, nothing's ever happened today.
Exactly.
That could be the day.
Exactly. Exactly. And I, in particular, am very conservative about the whole thing. You know, I mean, I know families who do have some allergies that they're like, oh, we have an EpiPen. It's somewhere. You know, I mean, ours is with us constantly. And Claire had a reaction last summer. So that's even sort of heightened our awareness and making sure that we have things with us. So, you know, going everywhere with the EpiPens is really important to
right.
us.
So tell me about just when you're out with the kids, say you're at a park. or you're at the Science Center, or you're at, and there's just tons of people around. Mm-hmm. As a mother, you know, it's sitting, you're sitting down, and there's picnic tables, and there's, and you've, about how your head works.
Yeah.
I mean, what, you know, how that, if just, can you really enjoy yourselves in terms of, you know, how does that, I can't imagine the pressure.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on constant watch. I mean, right. I am rarely without a moment where my guard is down. You know, I'm constantly looking and watching and seeing what the other kids are eating.
A peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And then you sat down at that
table. Yeah. I mean, we were at Seneca Park the other day, and there was a little girl just walking around the play structure with a peanut butter cracker in her hand.
Oh, did you just have to leave?
We, fortunately, my oldest daughter wasn't with us. She was at school. Oh, okay. I had my younger one with me, who also has a peanut allergy. I mean, I pulled her off the play structure, and we went to another area of the park. But, you know, and I'm sure that girl's mom didn't even think about it.
It's innocent. You know?
Right. And I sort of say, before we found out about the allergy, I was blissfully unaware. Right? You just don't have to think about that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and as a parent who doesn't, I'm more conscious of it now. My son does have a little friend that has some severe allergies. And so even when we met him at Calypso Cove one night, when I was packing dinner, I was like, okay, like what can I pack in James's lunch? Because I don't want them to have to not sit together or something like that when they have lunch. Because my son has asked me not to pack him peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch so that he can sit next to him at school. Because he knows, you know, that he has allergies. And I just thought that was adorable. Yeah. like, okay, James, I won't pack you peanut butter and jelly anymore.
Well, and I think for the kids, too, a lot, because the allergies are so prevalent, like they're starting to be aware of it.
They know.
You know, we're not in kindergarten yet, but I know we have friends who have older kids who tell me, you know, as they get into school, that, you know, their friends are, you know, helping them and partnering with them and, you know, do things so that they can be included and not excluded. And I think that's my biggest fear is that, you know, my kids are going to be excluded because of certain things. You know, so it definitely is, you know, we have to think about birthday parties, picnics and cookouts and just all that sort of stuff, you know, because there's food everywhere.
I know, seriously. And so that's a point that you could, not that, as a parent of somebody who doesn't have, of children who don't have food allergies, this is helping to create an awareness that maybe when you do go to a park, now you don't know, you're not going to tattoo on your child's head, like, peanuts, stay away from me, peanuts. You know, like you can't, so you don't want to even make them feel strange by any sort of, you know, I've seen those things where you can wear the bracelets, the Allermates and stuff, and they're cute. And, but even that wouldn't, as a parent of, I wouldn't know that that bracelet means like peanuts, no peanuts, you know, because I'm not looking at it that closely. But maybe we can raise the awareness that when you're at a park, when you're at a public space, because that statistic, one out of 13, there's going to be 13 kids at a park. You think about the top allergens, you know, the ones with touching and things, not like something that needs ingesting, like dairy or something.
Right.
You know, dairy is more of a.
Well, but there are some kids who have contact allergies.
So, I mean, we're educating people, hopefully, on looking into what are these contact allergies. And maybe your child can just have pretzels at the park. You know, something very bland.
Right.
You know, those Snyder's pretzels. Because I remember, or was it Snyder's or whatever brand it was. I remember going to a thing at the preschool, and it was like, no, you must get this brand of pretzels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, I can't find that brand of pretzels. I wanted them in like the little mini packs. So then they decided you just get the big bags and then they'll repack them because of cross-contamination. They would be safe and they'd pack them in little baggies for the kids because it was Snyder's or Rolled Gold or one of those brands.
Probably Rolled Gold because Snyder's actually is processed in a facility because they do peanut butter.
Oh, okay. So Rolled Gold. Rolled Gold is the gold standard of allergy-friendly pretzels.
But then, you know, you've got kids with wheat allergy.
So
they may not be, you know, I mean, so there's, and that's the thing, I think just people being aware.
Right.
Because the top eight allergens are peanut, tree nut, milk, egg, wheat, soy, fish, and shellfish.
Okay.
So, you know, if you look at the snacks that are pretty typical, right, for a park setting.
Right.
Pretzels, Cheerios, goldfish, peanut butter crackers. I mean, you could potentially, you know, bring harm to someone.
Yes.
So I think, you know, for me as a parent, what is helpful, I don't want to tell people what to eat or not.
Oh,
no. Do you know what I mean?
It's a personal choice to be responsible for the kids around you as well as your own.
And I think a couple things to think about when you are at a park, like maybe contain your snacks, like eat in a certain area. So don't let your kid just walk around with the food. because, right. you know, goldfish, you know, that's not a problem for us. We have peanut allergy. We eat lots and lots of goldfish. But I have a friend who has a milk allergy.
Right.
And, you know, her child could have a reaction,
right.
you know, to goldfish. And so maybe, you know, whatever you choose to bring, you know, keep it in one area. Don't let right. your kid walk around with it. Bring wet wipes and have your kids wash their hands. Because even like the protein, I know, for peanut is so strong.
Right.
Like if your kid eats a peanut butter cracker and then goes and touches the monkey bar, that could leave the protein there.
Right.
So, you know, wet wipes actually, you know, they've done a lot of studies actually on what removes food protein.
Right.
And the hand sanitizer, like that gel stuff, you know, that everybody cares on, it doesn't do it. You know, it'll kill the
So is
the
it
germs.
More the friction or the brand, brand that
I,
does it?
I think
it.
It's whatever the chemical makeup is of the wet ones.
Okay, that so that actually, particular brand mm-hmm. of wet ones, not like a baby wipe.
Not a baby wipe, no. It has to be wet ones. And I think that there are some generic versions of that, like I know Target has some and Walmart
right.
has some. You know, so I think, but that particular type of wipe, the wet one or the
So that's
related.
Really helpful to parents yeah. to know whether you have a kid with food allergies or not,
mm-hmm.
that a wet one or something like that mm-hmm. is something to throw in your diaper bag
yeah.
or throw in your purse.
Definitely. Or, you know, soap and water is always the best
right.
Because that will get it. But if
and
you're
I always
park, you might
talk,
have
right,
that.
But I always talk about bathrooms.
Yeah.
Every podcast I mention bathrooms because parents really care about bathrooms.
Important when you
so, have little ones. Well, right. So if you know you're going somewhere with only like a porta potty or something, you're not going to have those the soap
Access
and water.
To the soap and
so
water.
A standing. So for a parent with kid with food allergies, having a physical bathroom with soap and water mm-hmm. and wipe towels and everything is like ideal.
Yeah. Well, and I always joke I should buy stock in wet ones because I have so many. I mean, they're in my car, they're in my house, they're in my
like,
purse.
There's a
I
sale
have
on wet ones.
Exactly,
run.
Exactly. So, you know, I think that is important to think about. And then, you know, just being aware that there are kids with food allergies and it could be life-threatening.
Right.
I mean, literally life-threatening. Like, I think, you know, for people who aren't aware of food allergies and don't deal with it, like, I think they just think, oh, well, you know, they'll have a little rash or they might get some hives.
No,
like,
her throat will close.
Right. And, I mean, and it can yeah, happen within not, minutes.
Right.
Literally within
right.
minutes.
That would be scary.
Yeah. And so I think just being aware of it and, you know, I think when you have a child with food allergies, you're very aware when you're out, you know, and so if a parent comes up to you and asks you to, you know, keep the food in a certain place or ask to
don't
wash
judge
hands,
them and say like, oh, gosh,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know, or something that they're yeah. really concerned about their child.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there's a lot I do a lot of writing for allergy stuff. And, you know, I've read this article recently about being an allergy mom. And, you know, it's like you become the Uber helicopter parent.
Right.
And it's not that you want to be that way. You have to be that way.
Right.
You know, and I think if there was any situation that a parent was in where your child's life was in danger, I mean, you would do anything to protect them. So,
right.
you know, I think allergy moms aren't trying to be mean or trying to be
impose
yeah.
something or
they're just trying to keep everybody safe.
Right. And hopefully we can get spread the word so
yeah.
that people, you know, understand that there's, you know, like you said, your day at the park isn't as relaxing
yeah.
as it could be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I'm hoping, you know, as they get older, hopefully one will outgrow some of these allergies, but
yeah.
to have them be able to self-manage a little bit
oh,
more.
Yeah.
I mean, at the ages that my kids are, you know, and Claire is awesome. I mean, she really is aware and she knows not to eat food from other friends
right.
and she knows to be aware of certain things, but she's still 4 years old.
Right.
And
well, we just had a fundraiser for the Louisville Children's Museum at Camp Hi-Ho.
Mm-hmm.
And I distinctly remember there were several kids where their parents let us know beforehand that they had food allergies and what their food allergies were. So we knew which kids they were, but all of those kids just self-reported
mm-hmm.
what I'm allergic to. I mean, you know, I can't have that, you know, I can have this, I can't have that.
Right.
And they just, they could go right down the list of
yep.
specifically. So they were, and those were all kids 6 and up.
Right.
So they knew, you know, what to say and exactly. And they weren't, they knew it was serious. Like
right.
they weren't going to risk it.
Right.
So tell me, I want everyone to hear the story because that, this story is a good example because Tammy told this story. It might've been at MOPS or something when, her husband, they were going one place, and then her husband had an idea, oh, let's just, this would be fun. fun. Let's be spontaneous. Let's go do something else. And he made a suggestion, and Tammy's like, hold the stop. We cannot handle this. And, you know, just didn't, you know, reached your allergy mom kind of stress level. So explain to everybody that kind of day, because that would be something that would, I can be spontaneous.
Right.
I can take the kids and do whatever I want. I don't have food in my mind, whatever.
Right.
We'll just go through a drive through if we need to. No big deal. We'll
right.
just eat what's there.
Right.
So tell everyone that story.
Sure. So it was my youngest birthday, and we were headed out, and it was just this gorgeous day in November, sort of unseasonally warm for that day. And so we decided we were going to go to Cherokee Park, which is, you know, not too far from home, and it was the morning. So we were going to go. We were going to play, hang out, you know, come home, have lunch. So as we're driving down the road and on our way to the park, my husband suggests that we go to Bernheim Forest because he had not been there yet. I had taken the girls a couple times, but he hadn't been with us, and he wanted to check it out, and it was so gorgeous. He's like, well, let's just go to Bernheim, which, you know, is about a 40-minute drive. And so I'm, like, doing the math in my head. We're going
to have to have food.
Yeah, we have to have lunch. Like, what are we going to do for lunch? And just like you said, you know, we can't just drive through any drive-through. I mean, we don't do a lot of restaurants because there are just too many unknowns. There's too much opportunity for cross-contact. And so we have to take food with us everywhere. And normally, if I know that we're going someplace like the zoo or the science center and we're going to be there during lunchtime, you know, I pack my bag and I have all of our food and everybody's got everything they need to, you know, be happy and,
right.
you know, well fed during the whole time. But of course, you know, I thought we were going to Cherokee Park to play. So I had
and
like a
bag. And
you
back for lunch.
Yeah. I had a bag of goldfish. Like, that is not going to sustain the four of us for,
it would
you
sustain
know,
my daughter.
Multiple hours. I could probably get the girls by on goldfish.
Yeah.
My husband, not so much. So, you know, literally we had to rethink the plan. And I started to tense up, but I was like, I could feel the anxiety just like rising.
Right.
And, you know, my husband's like, well, we can do this. Let's just stop at Kroger. And so, you know, we did. And I go in and I buy the soy butter and I buy the bread and I buy the fruit. And, you know, about 30, 40 bucks later, I come out with our picnic bag, which was wonderful. And,
right.
you know, honestly, it was a wonderful, wonderful day. And I'm so glad that we did it. And we have these amazing pictures of her on her birthday. And it was just really a fun family day out.
Right.
But it was just that momentary, like, oh, my gosh, we're changing plans and I don't have food. And what are we going to eat? And I have to make sure that everybody's got everything they need.
Right.
And because we do, we pack food everywhere we go.
You need like a cooler with dry ice.
Yeah.
Totally. But it's just there.
Totally.
It's just there.
And I keep snacks in the car all the time.
Right.
You know, and I keep cupcakes in my freezer in case we need a treat if we're going to a
right.
friend's house. Things like that that just you have to be planful for. So being spontaneous, which is sort of against my nature anyways, and then layer in the food allergies,
and just
like,
it's
enough to send me over the edge.
Right. And so that's just something, that's just a great example of how you're going out, you're trying to have a fun day with your family, you're just going to go to the park, and you just make a basic decision of switching parks,
right.
essentially, and it's a little bit further away, and just the pressure of, well, what are we going to do about
right.
food, when most people can just pop into Subway
right.
or grab a Happy Meal or,
mm-hmm.
you know, just have some pizza or something. And it's no big deal.
Right.
It totally throws you all for a loop. Everybody's got to go wait in Kroger while mommy goes grocery shopping, you know, and restocks everything. So tell everyone about FAIR and the food, which is Food Allergy Research and Education,
mm-hmm.
Which is an organization that you're involved with.
Sure.
And also about the event coming up that is the first time this year they're having a walk
mm-hmm.
that Tammy's going to tell you about. And it's the first year, but hopefully going to occur annually.
Yeah.
So this way, if your child, like my son, has a little best friend that has food allergies, or you have a child that has food allergies and you just want to support them, how they can get involved.
Sure. So FAIR, which is Food Allergy Research and Education, is a national organization. They're based in Virginia, I believe. They just merged with another organization, so their headquarters may be in Chicago now. But they are a national organization dedicated to promoting food allergy awareness, raising funds, and doing research on food allergies. It's just an amazing organization. And anybody who's dealing with food allergies, if you're not already, you know, involved in that organization, I mean, their website is wonderful, has lots of great information. But they do a lot of events to promote, you know, food allergy awareness and raising funds. And so they do this walk for food allergies, you know, very similar to like, you know, the Coleman Race for the
right.
Cure or the March for Babies.
All the walks.
Exactly.
We walk for everything
exactly.
in this country.
Exactly.
At least we're active.
Exactly.
We're not like
getting healthy
yeah.
and raising some awareness at
sitting
the same
around
time.
Playing video games to raise awareness. We are walking.
So, you know, they've held these walks in other cities. We did it in Cincinnati last year because that was the closest one for us. So we did it there. But this year we're bringing it to Louisville. So awesome. We're super excited that it's going to be here. We are going to walk on Saturday, August 10th, down at the Waterfront Harbor Lawn. And the walk's at 10 o'clock. And, you know, we're just super excited to have, you know, the city out to support food allergy awareness and to create, you know, that buzz in Louisville for all of, you know, the families and folks that are dealing with
food allergies. I've seen your daughter throw out the pitch at the Bats game.
Oh, yeah. She got to go
on peanut-free day.
It was a peanut-free night. It was amazing for us because we don't get to do baseball games.
Right,
because
exactly.
They are riddled with peanuts, right? I mean, that's like what you think about when you think about ball games. Getting your bag of nuts. I mean, I used to do
it. But your daughter still wants to do that. I mean, that's what's so great. I loved seeing that picture. I almost got a little teary.
Yeah.
Because it was so adorable.
It was an amazing night for us because they've never experienced that before. And so.
So this walk will help people realize those things that are just so normal.
Right.
Become just a little more challenging.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how can people, if they want to walk?
Sure. So,
what do they need to do?
So if you want to walk, you can. There are a couple ways that you can get involved. I mean, you can, if you know a friend who already has a team, you know, you can certainly join their walk team.
So it's a team type thing.
It is. I mean, you can register as an individual walker or, you know, we're forming teams.
If you form a team.
Join Team Piles. We'll be there. Just walk with us. But you can form your own team. You can join another team. But if you go to the FAIR webpage, you know, it's foodallergywalk.org/Louisville is the walk page. And so you can get on there. You can register your own team. You can join up, you know, with somebody else's team. But it's just such a great opportunity. We've got a lot of local companies that are sponsoring, are going to be a part of the day. Some of our platinum sponsors, which, you know, are contributing
a lot. Yes, you must mention sponsors.
Exactly. We've got Family Allergy and Asthma, which, you know, they are a huge practice here in Louisville, really helping people not only with food allergies, but seasonal allergies, too. They're wonderful.
We have seasonal allergies here in Louisville.
Spalding University, WHAS, and Business First. They're some of our biggest sponsors. And, you know, we're going to have lots of great giveaways. You know, we really want to have a lot of walkers there. Since it's our first time, we want to show the food allergy community here that there's a lot of people supporting. So even if you don't have food allergies and you're not dealing with it, this would be a great way to come out and support those, you know, that do. So Saturday, August 10th, come down to the waterfront and hang out
with us. And
what's
the website again?
It is foodallergywalk.org/Louisville. And if you can't remember that, you can just go to the FAIR webpage. Just Google FAIR.
Google.
And there's,
you can Google
an event.
You know,
exactly.
Just Google it.
Exactly. But we are really excited to have the walk and have everybody out for it on the 10th of August.
I think it's great. I think it's also you're a great example for just parents that have whatever the specific thing in your family is. You know, and some families might not have their thing yet. It's kind of like, what do you do to take hold of this in your child's life and make sure that you're not just doing it from yourself, but trying to improve things for other people. And so I think that's what you're trying to do and what the group is trying to do. So I think that's awesome. I think it's important for people to, like you said, know that it might not be impacting their family, but when you're out places, it may, you don't know what's around you. Whether it's somebody who you don't know what's going on in someone's head. You don't know what's going on with someone's physiology. You don't know somebody's emotion. Any given day when you're out and about and you are come in contact with somebody, you don't know what's going on in their family, in their life.
Right.
And so same thing with food allergies. So you never want to assume. You always want to be aware. And hopefully that's what we're doing here. So everyone should check out FAIR. And I want to thank Tammy Piles for coming and helping spread the word about how the food allergy awareness can affect Family Fun in so many different ways. Check on LouisvilleFamilyFun.net because Tammy's going to be doing some writing. She's got some dining. She got a post coming to LouisvilleFamilyFun.net that's going to be all about dining options in Louisville. She's kind of scoping out, you know, gosh, I still want to eat out. Where can I eat out? What's safe for my kids with these specific allergies? And she's going to do this often, do a couple of pieces on LouisvilleFamilyFun.net with this theme in mind, because we want to make sure that everybody in Louisville, whatever's going on, it's a special needs or food allergies or emotional support, that they get what they need to have a great fun, enjoyable life here in Louisville. So remember, this is Louisville.am. We've got Louisville Family Fun Podcast coming to you every Friday. Make sure that you check out all the podcasts on Louisville.am because it's hyperlocal. It's on demand. You can hear anything you want as the shows progress and just get more involved here in Louisville. And thank you so much for tuning in to Louisville.am and Louisville Family Fun.